Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 61. Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 61. I'm Dr. Jeff McQuillan from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Today's podcast is going to be a conversation between a student and his professor. Let's listen in. I wonder if I could ask you some questions about our paper, Professor. Do you want us to cite our sources in the footnotes?
You should use endnotes for longer explanations. Otherwise, just follow the style sheet I passed out for citations in your paper.
I see. And what about the cover page? Is there a special format for that as well?
Do you have the handout I passed out with you? If you look at the bottom of that, you'll see that you should follow the format of the American Psychological Association, 5th edition.
Okay, I guess I missed that. We listened to a very short dialogue between a student and his professor, but there are several different things to talk about in this short dialogue. The dialogue begins with the student asking the professor, "I wonder if I could ask you some questions." That expression, "I wonder if I could," is a very polite way of asking something from someone, usually or often in a formal situation at work or at school, someone who is higher in authority than you, someone who is more important in a job or in a company. You might use that way of asking a question of them. We often use these forms, more polite forms, to make the request something that the person is more likely to accept. The student says to the professor, "Do you want us to cite our sources in the footnotes?" To cite sources in an academic paper or in any sort of report means to say where you got the information. And you get information from sources. A source can be a magazine or journal article. It can be a book. It could be a podcast, perhaps. All of these are possible sources. And you cite, C-I-T-E, these sources in your paper. It means you say, "I got this information from this person or this book." Footnotes are notes that go on the bottom of the page. So if you look in a book or an academic article and you see little notes with numbers next to them on the very bottom of the page, we call those footnotes because they go at the foot or bottom of the page. The top of the page is called the head of the page, and the area in the top of the page is called the header. On the bottom, we call that the footer. But footnotes are things that go on the very bottom of the page, usually extra comments or some additional information that you provide in your paper. The professor says that the student should use endnotes for longer explanations. An end note, as you might guess, doesn't go at the bottom of the page. It goes all the way at the end of the paper. So rather than having notes on the bottom of every page, you only have notes in the very back of the book or of the article that you're reading. The professor tells the student to follow the style sheet she passed out for citations in your paper. A style sheet in college or university, or really anywhere that you have writing of reports or papers, a style sheet is usually a book that tells you how you should underline or italicize certain things, where you should put your footnotes or endnotes, how you format your paper, what you do for the where you put the title, and so forth. All of these are part of a style sheet. And you have style sheets for academic writing. You also have style sheets for a newspaper, or any publication has its own style sheet or a style sheet that it follows. It's not an actual sheet like a sheet of paper I'm holding in front of me. It's usually a much longer, a book often. A citation comes from the word cite. A citation is a list or a place where you put the source that you had. So, for example, if I quote a book from Jeff McQuillan, I would say McQuillan, comma, J, period. And then I would give the date, 1998. And then I would give the name of the book, The Literacy Crisis. And then I would give the name of the publisher, Heinemann, and then where the publisher was located, etc. And if I had specific pages from the book, I would say page 25 to 30, etc., and so forth. So that's a citation in an academic paper. The format of that citation would depend on the style sheet. A cover page for a report or a paper is, as you can guess, the first page. Usually the first page has the title of the report, your name, sometimes the date, maybe the professor's name if it's at the university, and so forth. The student asks the professor if there is a special format for the cover sheet, and the professor asks the student, do you have the handout I passed out with you? The handout, a handout in a university or a high school or a college, is something that the teacher gives you, usually a piece of paper. You can have handouts in a classroom. You can also have handouts in a conference, a professional conference, where someone is giving a presentation. You can have handouts, pieces of paper that usually list the topics you are going to talk about. Here, the handout explained how students should write their paper. The professor tells the student to follow the American Psychological Association. We sometimes in the university call this the APA. That's just one of the possible style sheets. The other popular style sheet in American universities is the Modern Language Association, or MLA. But there are others. There's the University of Chicago style sheet and others for different areas of study. Finally, the student says at the end, oh, I guess I missed that. To miss something can have two meanings. You can miss someone who has gone away. My wife has left for the week. I miss her, and I do. You can also miss something in the sense that you don't notice it. You didn't see it. Oh, did you see the movie yesterday on TV? No, I missed that. Or did you see the sign on the street that said no parking? No, I missed that, which is why I got a ticket or a fine. So it's important not to miss those little details. Okay, let's listen again now to the dialogue, this time at regular or normal speed, and see how well you do. Here we go. I wonder if I could ask you some questions about our paper, Professor. Do you want us to cite our sources in the footnotes?
You should use the endnotes for longer explanations. Otherwise, just follow the style sheet I passed out for citations in your paper.
I see. And what about the cover page? Is there a special format for that as well?
Do you have the handout I passed out with you? If you look at the bottom of that, you'll see that you should follow the format of the American Psychological Association, 5th edition.
Okay, I guess I missed that. That brings us to the end of this ESL podcast. Remember to visit our website at www.eslpod.com. You can email us at eslpod@eslpod.com. We'd love to hear from you. I'm Jeff McQuillan from Los Angeles, California. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast.
ESL Podcast is produced by the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005.